Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Since the beginning of the most recent AI boom, a problem that a lot of companies have faced is security. So right now there is a company called DynamoFL that has just secured $15.1 million in a Series A to fortify enterprise LLMs against data security risks. Today on the podcast, we're going to be breaking down what DynamoFL is going to be doing with that money, why they're raising it, and where we see this going in the future. So the headline here essentially is that Dynamo is a front runner in providing software solutions that essentially integrate large language models with enterprise systems and refine them on sensitive data. And it has made a bunch of waves recently with a $15 million Series A that they just closed. So the really impressive round, I think, was joined by Canopy Ventures, Nexus Venture Partners. They also had some additional contributions from Formis Capital and Soma Capital. DynamoFL's overall funding is now at $19 million that they've done to date. And really the vision behind the fund influx, as shared by the company's CEO, is to essentially bolster DynamoFL's product suite and then amplify its force of privacy research. So in a recent correspondence, he said, DynamoFL's product offering allows enterprises to develop private and compliant LLM solutions without compromising on performance. So the genesis of San Francisco-based DynamoFL can really be traced back to 2001 when MIT electrical engineer and computer scientist alumni Vaikunth and also Christian Lau saw a really pressing need to tackle critical data security flaws that are really just inherent in AI models. So as generative AI has evolved since then, new concerns have definitely arisen, particularly the fact that LLM's capacity to, you know, remember sensitive training data potentially makes it available to malicious entities, right? So if, you know, LLM is taking in inputs from a client and is remembering them, perhaps using it to train or for other purposes, a malicious actor could ask it, you know, could ask the same LLM about that information and essentially get someone's private information through, you know, that kind of attack. So Mangunthan, who is the CEO, elaborates on the challenge and says, quote, enterprises have found themselves lacking the resources to handle these risks. Addressing LLM vulnerabilities effectively demands the onboarding of a dedicated team of privacy machine learning experts. What is their role? To devise a robust infrastructure to perpetually elevate the LLMs against emerging data security pitfalls, right? So this is definitely a big problem. So I think the corporate sphere is really grappling with LLM adoption obstacles, primarily centered on compliance. Fears are definitely rampant right now about confidential data being accessed by developers who harness, you know, users' data to train models. And this apprehension is underscored by decisions from some major giants like Apple, Walmart, and Verizon, who have all to date prohibited their employees from using platforms like ChatGPT due to, you know, these similar kinds of issues. So I think what's really interesting is that there was actually just a recent Gartner report, and I think it shed some light on a few pivotal legal and compliance threats linked with LLMs. And among them was, you know, of course, the inaccuracy of LLM responses. That's just, you know, general. Everyone knows that these things are not perfect. Concerns over data privacy, confidentiality, model bias. Notably, I think the report underscores the fluctuating regulations based on geographic location, which kind of adds another layer of complexity, right? The EU has rolled out regulations on AI use in, you know, their member countries. And China has recently rolled it out. The United States is, you know, eyeing a bunch of different regulations. So I think that's definitely one that it's kind of hard to grapple with because it just depends based off of, you know, geographically where you are on how that is going to play out. So DynamoFL's solution is designed for deployment on a client's virtual private cloud or in-house infrastructure. So really, they offer a whole bunch of tools to navigate a lot of these, you know, what you might call treacherous waters, right? It's getting kind of crazy out there. And one such tool is the LLM penetration testing instrument. So this was created to identify and log potential LLM data security gaps, and its utility becomes evident when studies indicate that LLMs, contingent on their training nuances, can unintentionally reveal personal details. So this is a scenario that's a major red flag for corporations managing exclusive data. You know, Chase Bank was one of the first companies that was like, hey, no one in our company can use ChatGPT because of issues like this. So this is definitely something that a lot of people in the enterprise are thinking about. Furthermore, DynamoFL's LLM development platform is a beacon of innovation, some people would say, because essentially it is infusing methods to decrease the risk associated with model data leakage and security weak spots. So the platform facilitates developers in integrating a whole host of optimizations, making it feasible for models to operate in hardware-restricted setups like mobile phones and edge servers. So I think it's essential to highlight that while these capabilities sound really groundbreaking, other startups are also doing this, including OctoML, Celdon, and Desi. And OctoML, I specifically have, you know, spoken to some members from their team. They're doing some interesting things over there. So it is important to know that those companies are also working on this. And they also offer tools to refine AI model performance across, you know, different hardware. So some like Llama Index and Contextual AI have directed their energies towards privacy and compliance. So it kind of begs the question, like, what makes DynamoFL stand apart? So the CEO believes that it's their holistic approach, which is enriched by collaboration with legal experts to ensure DynamoFL's solutions are in sync with privacy laws spanning the US, Europe, and Asia. And I think this really meticulous strategy has gotten the attention of a whole bunch of Fortune 500 corporations, especially from the finance, electronics, insurance, and automotive domains. So the CEO has pointed out the gaps in current market offerings, saying, you know, while tools do exist to redact personal information from LLM service queries, they often fall short in sectors like financial services and insurance. So here, the redacted data can frequently be re-identified through advanced malicious attempts, end quote. So he takes pride in DynamoFL's commitment to building the most exhaustive solution for businesses aiming to fulfill the stringent regulation standards concerning LLM data security. Yet I do think that it is, you know, worth noting that DynamoFL currently doesn't actually cater to the nuanced challenges around IP and also copyright that LLMs present. So there, this isn't like a one fix for all the issues, but it does offer a pretty solid solution for many of them. I think, their CEO has also teased an expanded toolkit on the horizon powered by their fresh funding, and he emphasized the paramount importance of addressing regulatory requirements, especially in industries like finance and insurance, because regulatory missteps can really cut back customer trust. They can inflict some very heavy penalties and also just disrupt the organization's operations overall. So DynamoFL's privacy evaluation suite offers instant testing for data extraction weak points and generates the necessary documentation to achieve security and compliance benchmarks. So currently operating with a very tight-knit team, I think there's only 17 people right now working at DynamoFL. They're gearing up to double that. They're going to try to get to around 35 members of their team by the end of the year with this fresh round of funding. That should be very feasible. I think it's a very interesting company. This is definitely a use case that is very needed today. It's going to be interesting to watch them as they grow and expand their company and see what the adoption looks like in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.